Lord Randy.
Yes, sir.
Listen, boy, great work, bro. That rhythm is fire, bro. Great work, my brother. Great work on the rhythm, man. For real. Congratulations, bro.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yes, listen, and Mishka yes. Gill.
Yes, please.
Like, I want the honest truth from you. Like, you know how special you are. Me, I like people like Luther Vandross, Pavarotti, Karen Carpenter, Whitney Houston, Aretha Franklin, Jennifer Hudson. Them is people that I love and I revere, and it's persons that you know at the optimal level. Yeah. And then when you listen to a person like you, and they say you are equally as special, like, do you know how special you are as a musician and a vocalist?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Like, you hear, like what you're doing, like, when you do, like, when you're doing your certain vocal inflections, like, mm-hmm. And you know that Randy will explain somebody runs technically, but do you even know what you are doing?
I will be honest with you. I just go with what feels right.
Shh, let me tell you, boy. I would love to go that feeling. And then runs down the harmonies, boy. Find that one. Like, that's simply crazy. If we can expect to see some of this live. This is something, you get some of this action on the 19th of December.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yes. Ooh. For sure.
So Lord.
In.
A big respect to Samus Jamel too for coming on the track.
Randy, listen to me, right? We can get a conversation with Samus for sure. And people on Tuesday nights, you can get to see Randy's been on myself getting back on Tuesday nights soon on Trading 10 or Ryan Eastman or Sluggy Down on Facebook. You could just check Trading 10 TV, Ryan Eastman, Sluggy Down on Facebook. We'll be back on Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. It takes you to be at 8 o'clock. And all of this wonderful talent we have here too, we are going to be speaking to. Because coming up, we have something special coming up on the 19th. So this is not going to be the first and last time you hear us, for sure. And we have a lot more great artists like Samus, Randy, like, a conversation with him be interesting because he's extremely talented. And you hear this man on this track, this man's song, he sounds international, he sounds world class on this song right here, locally produced.
Yep.
How it was working with someone like him, especially from the gospel arena?
It was very easy, and Samus and I have a relationship from a while back. You know, sharing information. He was sent stuff that, you know, he has there, and he's a fantastic producer and engineer as well. So
Mishka, yeah, true.
2 years ago, just after he took up her portfolio, she would have done backups in his studio for Apache. I don't remember the name of the song. What was the name of the song? I can't remember the song, but she had done backups for him there, and that was when we actually met face to face for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we always been talking about collaborating, and somehow when John, myself, and Mishka, Mr. John King and Mishka, and I wrote this song, John said, I'm hearing a chant. And I immediately said to Mishka, I think Samus should be the person we call for this, right? And she agreed, right? So contacted Samus, and he was in the middle of moving studio. So picture this man is moving studio, he's coming with thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And he was like, shh, Randy, moving, boy, in the middle of moving. He said, but you know what? I'm going to do it. I said, well, how are you going to get that dude? He said, give me 2 days. Just give me 2 days, let me set back up. Samus, that's almost impossible. The man, see here, will tell you, give me 2 days. In 2 days, he called. And he said, all right, I ain't get to record yet, but the studio up. So you can got your vocals by tomorrow morning, right? When I look at my inbox, I had the vocals, demo, everything down pat. I mean, it was like a straight pull in. And no, that was history. It was so easy working with him. We made one or two changes, and he was very receptive to the changes that we wanted as well. You know, it was honestly a very, very, very simple process. And I have to give him kudos because moving studio is not easy, right? And to do that amidst having to move his studio and also moving home as well, you know, really, really got to give him tremendous credit for the effort that he made, because he easily could have said no, it's too much, and I would have understood as well, you know?
Yeah, and like, it's feel good, bro. It's feel good, man. These persons are, like, right here, Bobby. I mean, this level of commitment and people who's tier art mm-hmm. and their craft and ministry, because you got a snooty on ministry. You understand me? Because the ministry be the most important part, and it's be hard, it be easy to get lost in the sauce. You know what I mean? But maintain this level, but still focusing on ministry. You know, it's got to look that. It's not an easy trod. I can't imagine getting it done. But that's being honest. It's being real and still that level. You know what I mean? Still want to feel like if I could play this song in any fet or any reggae club or anywhere and it feel good, like all the rest of the songs without going over people's head, but still capturing them on the message. You know, these intricate things is being important. When you're ministering through art, all of these things go a match and I'm married. So it's right. Not an easy road. Yeah, really. But we can have conversations with Sammy's, but you can check out Sluggy Down and Ronnie Eastman. They got some things coming up too. Weekly, going live on mornings, you know, on evenings, especially during the holidays, and got some partners that sponsoring, babe, you know, so you can look out for that. Just look for Sluggy. Just look for Sluggy. The 19th of December sound like pure action and fire, Randy boy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. When you see the production, all you got to do is go and watch the video. Add the video and hints at what, you know, what is to come. You can go on Youth in the Spotlight Development Program and Charitable Trust, our page on Facebook, and look for the video ad, Youth at Christmas, and you'll get a taste of what is to come.
Well, nice. And I say like that. No, Miss Ahanje.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. I just called the coil on here because when you see me online, people really look for me to feature Ahanje a lot too. So this is not the end. This is not the end. You know, you get some good music and some good fun for Christmas. But certain. You have anything big coming up? You got exams coming up. How is your last week of school going to be? What's the plans?
The plan is just to have all of my lab reports and stuff that I would have been working on during this term completed. Nice. And you know, to finish all the worksheets and all of that kind of stuff so that I could come into the vacation and work towards different aspects of the sciences and, you know, maximize the chances of, you know, having the ideal grades come May, June, next academic year.
I love that. So all of that and still enough music to come, girl. And at your age, you just got to say, like, keep it up, girl. Keep it up. You're working hard already. You're putting in some work. So I just want to say we all proud of you here. Starcom and Biz Rhythm and Ring. And we appreciate what you do, Ahanje. So keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Easy, Miss Arthur. What can we look forward to for you representing Youth in the Spotlight here and you representing EduFund? So what can we expect from the two of you?
Well, right now we're just focusing primarily at our Youth at Christmas virtual benefit concert. EduFund hear from us next year and all our plans that we have for the summer. But at this point, I just want everybody to log on to Trade at 10 TV.
Yes.
The 19th of December 2020 at 8 p.m. for Youth at Christmas, a virtual benefit concert featuring Takari Sargent, Ahanje Daniel, Tavon Boyce, John Yard, Deanna Price, Carissa Chase, Orano, Hannah Agard, the Executives. Those of you who don't know, that's the St. Leonard's Boys Band. Phoenix Duo, Hanch John, Claudette Peters, Alicia Yard Collins, Sherry Amon, and of course our very own Mishka Gill. So we have a lot of talented persons are all backed by the Steve Ward Band. So I just want everybody
we got a special guest performer too, and somebody can win a prize for that special guest performer.
Yes,
we got to figure out who it is because it's hinted at in the video ads, right?
Mm-hmm. So you have to go to the YouTube page, the Facebook page, and watch that.
Somebody's name is purposely not in that ad.
All right,
listening to what he said here, and if you know who is always around me, always around Sluggy, and always part of Youth in the Spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Not on that ad.
And we ate lunch yesterday together. Yeah, right. But persons will figure out.
What you need to do is pay attention to Youth in the Spotlight. And if you want to figure out who the special guest performer is, just go and watch the video ad. There's a special name that's missing because Randy Eastman and Sluggy Dan and Youth in the Spotlight don't do things unless this person is a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow they are not mentioned there. And if you can figure out who that person is, there will be a special prize for you. So Barbados World, check out Youth at Christmas 2020. Kelly just called all the performers. We have a special guest performer for the night. And we're looking forward to seeing you on December 19th, 2020.
Nice. Great.
Can I just have the opportunity just to give the account number one more time?
Of course.
As we said, it's just not for entertainment. Obviously, it is for a purpose. We're asking persons to donate to our First Caribbean account number 10011669 51, transit code 09586. And again, if those persons didn't get the number, you can go to our Facebook page. All of the information will be posted there. So we're asking persons to help us to make a child and their family happy this Christmas by donating to the Youth at Christmas virtual benefit concert.
Sweet. Love it. No, Mishka Gill. I think she's the last one. Mishka Gill, wonderful performance. I want to thank you for coming on Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Yes, they expect a lot more of you. And what are your plans for the rest of the year? Do you still have school, exams, performances coming up?
Yes, I have. Firstly, I have to complete exams. As you would have hinted at, I am a second year medical student. So big up to class 2024.
Woohoo!
I have exams right down until the 21st of December. But I'm pushing through. And yes, you can expect more music from me in the new year. I have some stuff and I'm very excited for you to hear it. And of course, as always, big up to Quantum Productions.
Bang.
Yes, please.
Yeah, that's clear. Yes, of course, people, like I said, for Ron Eastman and I, look for our Youth in the Spotlight on Facebook and IG, and you can see us. You can Google Quantum Productions 246, and you'll find all the information about what we got going on, Quantum Productions, the production company. So you can look for Quantum 246, and we will have lots going on online for you to see. Randy and I have an online show as well on Facebook. Look for Randy Eastman and Sluggy Dan, and we can make sure we be posting information. I will be going online regularly as well, so you can look for us online. And of course, we hear lots of great music. I want to salute everyone out there doing art, Randy. I want to salute all of our people who are trotting on despite these challenging times, Randy. There are lots of persons putting on shows and so on and trying to make it in this rough time. And I want to, before we end, because they'll probably be back like 2nd of January to do a wrap up. So before we end the year officially, Randy, I want to salute some of my people that doing shows in communities still and still putting on performances and still trotting on. Look for Mylon online and go and check out what Mylon's got going on. Mylon got some performances coming up. So go and check out the young. So you want to salute my boy Randy's work with Quantum Productions a lot. You know, we have a lot of music with Randy King and bigger Randy and the Straw Hat Posse. Yeah, you know, that's your brother, Randy. You did. How much you've seen so far? You know the number?
I can't count right now, but kudos to Tony for making the link as the writer.
Yes.
All the time, you know, so it's been a fantastic journey, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So much music. And we actually got a couple tracks that we got to complete before the end of the year. So Renee,
hurry up. Renee King. Renee is Straw Hat Posse, man. Big yourself. And we again, on Friday nights, you can check me out with Randy any Friday night. Randy, he have a nice bar in First Avenue Goodland, Arcade's Bar and Grill, First Avenue Goodland. And sometimes, for sure, Randy, I'll be there. We go there sometimes, Randy, and perform or take performers there. And Randy give us an audience and a platform to come and showcase and performers. So we must salute him, Randy, over there in First Avenue Villain. We did it more than once. So salute to you, Randy, and we will see you on Friday night at First Avenue Villain. The music and food, of course, is free, which I love. I love that place. You can make sure you go and check it out. You see comedians still doing the thing too. There's so many people doing it. Randy got showed up, Dave Brown. Dave Brown have some action going on in Second Street Whole Town. He's doing some stand-up comedy, $25, which I think is great that, you know, and people could give him a platform to perform and he can do his art. So I must salute Dave Brown and making sure he go to the next show. The next show is the 16th. And go and do a performance or two with Dave Brown. So you can come and check me out on the 16th. For make sure you're there in attendance. 16th, the next show, people, is the 16th. Check out Dave Brown. Improv and stand up. And when I tell you improv, it's truly improv. You can trust some things that he, you know, you may trust some words and things that he and try to tap your head and try to trade you off. Dave Brown's very, very good at on his feet. Just $25, Second Street, Wharton, 16th. Salute you, Dave Brown. Keep doing your art. Who else got things going on? Radar, can't forget B-Boy Radar, Randy Radar, releasing another album. And Randy, quickly before you tell people Radar got going on, how important it is for some person like Radar to still be doing albums of pure Barbadian music to push out to the world. An album which is incredibly difficult and expensive to do, even though the technology is there now. So how important that is, bro, to seeing another brethren in the art doing that.
Is extremely important because it adds to the discography, it adds to the musical landscape, the cultural landscape of the Barbadian creative industry in terms of music. And mm-hmm. Radar is known for doing albums annually, probably two or three albums a year sometimes. He's gone on this venture to actually remake some Barbadian music in modern style, various genres, pooj, reggae, calypso, name it, you know. And I think that's tremendously important because we have failed to document a lot of stuff in the creative industries, especially in music. And it is fantastic that Radar is looking to bring a lot of the music that may have been lost to the fore. So, you know, it can only augur well for the industry. Years to come, when persons need to reference these tracks, you know, it's gonna be fantastic. You never know, in the academic side, they may be used for reference for PhDs or dissertations or whatever. Yes. So it is fantastic. We look at the Caribbean Examinations Council music syllabi. They look at the sociocultural significance of music within that examination, and the catalog of music extends across the region. And I believe at some point more of the Barbadian music is going to be included in that catalog. And what Radar is doing is going to add to that. You know, so as I said, it's tremendous and it's great work on your part.
All right, good. I love that. And what Radar doing now, I got to share this information. Radar is letting people hear the music before it's officially released, which is interesting to me, but I love it. So tomorrow, Radar say he's releasing he's letting people hear the music tomorrow at Cloud 9 Entertainment. That is in the Ivy on Wednesday. Radar say he's going to be in the back Ivy on Wednesday night. Come and listen to the music. Come and dance to all the Beijing lineup of singers' new Caribbean country album. The album will be released officially on El Bar Day 2021. Of course, I'll be back before El Bar Day 2021 to speak lots more about that. I will have a conversation with Radar about this album release. I'm loving it. So you can go and listen to DJ Radar, DJ and producer, you know, musician Radar. He'll be showcasing some of this new country, Caribbean country album, Volume 2. Cloud 9 Entertainment tomorrow, Sunday night, and the Green Floor Bar back Ivy on Wednesday. People, I want y'all to go and support Radar. He's another brother doing wonderful work. You've heard Ron Eastman speak to the importance of this work. So tomorrow, Sunday, Cloud 9 Entertainment on Sunday night. Radar will be there about 10 o'clock. He's starting. Then the Green Floor Bar back Ivy Wednesday night, Radar be there as well again, letting you hear some of the music, and the music will be officially launched on El Bar Day. That'll be January 21st, 2021. And of course, I'll be back long before then to speak to you lots and lots of that. Radar, bro, on behalf of us, I'm sure, Randy, certain sentiments, we appreciate the hard work you do, my brother, and keep bringing the work radar, and we will keep supporting in whatever way we can, whether small, my brethren around East Point, another web we could do better. It's just simple, share the music, speak about it, you know, tell someone about it. I'm sure we will both do whatever we do to help push the art form forward. So keep up the great work, radar. Okay, quickly, Ahanja, any final words from you before you go, Ahanja?
Well, all I want to say at this moment is to look out for some great music in the near future.
Yes.
And yes, that's about it.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you. Love that. Mishka, any final words from you and that lovely voice?
I just want to say season's greetings to everyone in the listening ear.
And yes.
Just remember to be safe over the holidays. Enjoy it, but be safe. And you can check out my music on YouTube, Mishka Music Ministry. I am also on Instagram at that same handle, Mishka Music Ministry. And you can listen out for some new stuff from me in the new year.
Well, at which church we can come to see you now? Let people know which church you can come to see you. Shout out your church, man. It's free plug.
As the Tabernacle in Vauxhall Christ Church. And we start at 9:30 a.m. on Sundays.
Yes, remember, if three people message Randy Eastman on Facebook, if three people message him, I said again, turf is sluggy. I am going to remember that. Kelly, any final words from you, madam? And wonderful job you're doing, Mishka, by the way. And Ahanja, wonderful job you young ladies are doing. And on behalf of all of that StarCon, Mishka and Ahanja, we appreciate all the hard work you're doing to push the art form forward. So thank you, thank you, thank you very much, young ladies. And Kelly, any final words from you, ma'am?
Just Merry Christmas to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Have a safe, safe, safe season.
Yes, yes, enough ham and enough ham and turkey.
Of course, of course.
Yes, enough ham and turkey. And Mr. Eastman, any final words from you, bro?
But of course, just want to say to the Barbadian public, continue to support the Barbadian music.
Yes. As,
you know, you coin it, the homegrown music. You know, we all have to play our part to ensure that the artists actually can build an industry out and make this a lucrative and viable industry for them to live within. And all the creatives, art, craft, culinary arts, whatever, it doesn't matter. We all have to play our part. And just that little bit of support, go and like a post, go and like a YouTube, subscribe to their YouTube channel.
Simple
stuff, you know, one click, that's all it takes, you know, to get the forward that we need. And I always say, we have a culture where we are afraid to create stars. There's nothing wrong with creating a star, because if you believe in someone, they're going to believe in themselves and they're going to develop the craft in that regard. So let's support
that's each other
one movement and continue to be fantastic, Barbados.
That's what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. I love it. Barbados, continue to support the art form. Wednesday night, I'll be at Bar Cutters. Starting 7 p.m. So come and check me out. We'll be online at Ronnie Eastman and Sluggy as well. Dave Brown, I will see you on the 16th. My brother, I will see you on the 16th, 2nd Street, Hawthorne. $25. I will see you there. Radar, I will see you tomorrow at Cloud Night Entertainment. And I will see you at the Green Floor Bar by AB on Wednesday night. My brother, and for this release album, Bar Day, good work, Radar. Shout out to all the creatives and everyone that doing what it takes to push the art form forward. You know, this is Pigeon Rhythm and Rhyme on the nation's number one station, on the nation's number one show. It's been a privilege being your number one guy. You know, it feels great. I can't lie. It feels great. And Mr. Nobby Clark, I want to thank you for everything you do, my brother.
Before we go, massive event this past week, and I think it's fitting that we end the show with it. We want to extend congratulations to the most honorable Dr. Anthony Mighty Gabby Carter and Mrs. Whoa! Carter. On the nuptials, which were performed and certainly presented to the entire world, because I don't think people recognize how big an impact that news has made across arenas wherever the name Barbados Entertainment is mentioned, because of the stature of the ambassador himself, and all of us obviously, every media entity, every listener, every supporter, every patron, every musician is certainly celebrating with the most honorable Dr. Anthony Gabby Carter and his beautiful wife, Sheena, Mrs. Carter. So to both of you and to the entire family and all the families that have come together as a result of this union, we certainly wish you God's richest blessings and continued strength and confidence and productivity in every aspect of your lives, from the crown of each of your heads to the soles of your feet, and all of the points and parts that require that vigorous and amorous touch as you make it day by day. And we certainly come together and pray for the two of you and the entire family. It's great news.
Correct. You deserve it.
Great. Legend. It's great news. And to show you how epic that is and 2020 is, for the first time, the Mighty Gabby has recorded a Christmas song. For the first time ever. Isn't that amazing?
Where was it recorded, Ronnie?
I don't know where it was recorded, but I have it. Maybe you can give me the information as to where it was done.
I will research it. I think
Blood did some work with it, because he sent it to me, and it's beautiful. And we're going to end with it. So, you know, for many years, persons have always asked me, by working on radio, do we have any Christmas music by the Mighty Gabby? I could only say, well, he has a part in the group recording of This Christmas. You may remember that from 1985. It was originally an Ivory song. But the only time you would hear Gabby at Christmas is the little piece he has in there. It's like the We Are the World Christmas song of Barbados.
Yeah.
and it's great. So it's great news, and we're certainly looking forward to great things. So to you, Sluggy, to Randy, and all the guests this evening, Mishka, Kelly, and Yohanjay, wonderful work. Keep it up. And the review program is going to be on, well, today's the what, the 5th? So the 26th is Boxing Day, which means, therefore, that will be the 2nd of January. That's going to be the review of 2020.
Sweet.
All right? So
please.
You can start to speak to the people that you will want to get in that review, because we will be reviewing entertainment, which has been a crazy year, 2020 so far. All right?
Boy. Yes, sir.
So take care, and we finish with the Mighty Gabby and Oh Holy Night.
Oh Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees. Oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine.